Let's move on then to matters arising. We've got one presentation associated, or briefing associated with the matters arising. What I suggest we do, let's take the ones where we're not, oh, we have our team here. Okay, we'll take the presentation, briefing first. All right, thank you. Paragraph 2.6 of the previous minutes. This was a temporary on-street metering at Hoyu Street in Quarry Bay. And if you remember, we asked the team to come back and brief us on the progress that was made. And indeed, you'll see that they're going to be asking for an extension in a later paper. So perhaps, Anne, are you going to brief us?
Yes, Chairman. Good afternoon. Yeah.
Would you like to lead? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us time to report to the task force on the development and the update on the on-street meter parking as an interim and temporary measure to relieve the traffic condition along Java Road. As members would remember, we briefed the task force last year on a proposal put forward by the Eastern District Council, mainly to resolve the traffic congestion problem along Java Road caused by the use of the coaches, which are parking, and also because they have a Victoria Harbour cruise there, and they have to the coach has to park along the Java Road to let the tourists come down and go on. So in response to the community's concern on the deteriorating traffic condition, last year we, together with the other departments, including the Transport Department, Police, and also Lands Department, we have identified an area which is quite close to the Java Road, which is the Hoyu Street, and we provide on-street metered parking for the coaches. After they let the tourists off, they will be required to park there for an hour or so, and then come back to pick up the tourists. So the measure, after we briefed the task force last year, have been implemented for almost 6 months. And we promised to come back to update the task force, as well as because we also promised the Eastern District Councils to conduct a review. So we conducted a review earlier this year, and last month we discussed the issue at the Eastern District Council. And to summarize, we have the three major angles which support us to continue this as a temporary measure for another 7 months. First of all, as you will see at the annexes of the paper, we have a strong support from the community on this measure, because most of the local people find that the Java Road traffic has become much more smooth, and also there will be less traffic hazard for the pedestrians, because the more the coaches will park there, and they will sort of pose some sort of a hazard to the pedestrians who pass by the area. And the second angle is from the support of the travel trade. And my colleague has passed a letter submitted by Mr. Dong Yuzhong from the TIC, which also support the measure, because the travel trade find it useful to have some metered parking nearby, so that the operator, which operate the coaches, could have somewhere to park instead of wandering around in the area causing traffic congestion. And the third point, which is being elaborated in paragraph 8 of my paper, is that according to the Transport Department, the North Point Estate site, they will have a PTI, the Public Transport Interchange, would be open in the first quarter, now scheduled around March, so this month. And after the opening of the PTI, it is estimated that 12 bus routes will be rerouted through that section of Java Road, meaning that the road traffic will be heavier. So after the review and the discussions among the departments, and also as reported in the paper, paragraphs 9 and 10, the Eastern District Council supported this measure as a temporary and interim one, which will not preempt the long-term use, the leisure, the intention to use that piece of land as a leisure use in the long run, as a temporary measure. And then we would like to extend it for another 7 months. Why 7 months? Because we want to cover the national holiday in October, and we would like to cover it a little bit longer this time. And similar to last time, we would do another review near the end of the 7 months, and we need to go back to our district council to report progress, and we'll decide how, you know, we'll do it next time. And in the long run, as reported in the paper in the last paragraph, the North Point Estate site, they will provide another 30 coach park space, but according to the current schedule, these parking space will not be available, will be available until around late 2017. That's the summary of the paper I have submitted. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, the news about North Point isn't particularly encouraging. We might, Christina, have them back, I think the North Point team back to brief us on 50 more buses are going on that road. But obviously this is working. It's working in practice. Mm-hmm. But members' comments, as you gather, they're asking for another 7 months extension. Please, Ivan.
Chairman, I have a very simple and straightforward comment to make. Appreciate the Eastern District Office, HAD's colleague, hard work, and keep the commission informed on a regular basis. And I also appreciate their effort to sort of coordinate various stakeholders who resolve this problem. I think we should extend our appreciation to them. Thank you.
All right. There's a nod of approval. Is that your hand, Paul? Thank you.
Yeah, there's a specific question, and I think it's a question I've asked a few months ago. Is a record of the coaches that do pick up at North Point and what the license plates are, and which coaches' license plates are actually using the parking facility at Hoyu Street. My office is right there. And I regularly go to the Hoyu Street car park. There are very few buses, and I mostly find them along the road, but just not at the area where the police is doing its job, which is now at Java Road. For that section, the police are actually permanently there the whole time, which they never did before, and now they do. At least two to three officers are there for the entire period, regulating the bus traffic, which is a very unusual sight in Hong Kong at any of our tourist spots, tourist coach buses. So I think the only thing that I've asked for, and that I have not been provided here today, is that clear overview of the record of the license plate numbers, and we can see which ones are actually picking up and dropping off people, and which ones are using the parking facilities, and therefore the other ones, where are they, is then the question.
All right. Ashish-san, we collect the comments and then you deal with them collectively.
Yes, yes,
and we did raise this before, the
yep.
policing and the monitoring.
I'll take question after all the comments.
Right, sure. We did raise this before, the policing and the monitoring of the car park, the bus park, sorry, please.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm also glad that the traffic problem before has been smoothed after the temporary measures. So basically, I also support the extension of the temporary measure. However, I think it should also be necessary for us to be informed, say after 6 or 7 months. At that time, I think a review of the situation is needed. One more question is, I understand that in late 2017, there would be a permanent parking place to be opened, and up to 30 coaches, car parks, would be provided at that time. According to your estimate or observation, whether 30 car parks would be sufficient by the time. I'm also concerned about the provision in future. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you very much. And these 30 spaces are to be provided where? North Point Development.
North Point Housing Estate.
Yeah, got it. Yep. Okay. Any other comments, members? Right, Anne, you could just respond. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the support given by the members, and also thank you for the questions from the members and the comments. First of all, I would like to respond to maybe from the last questions about the 30 coach parking spaces to be provided in the ex North Point Estate, which is a private development. Which is actually another question, which perhaps will be related to another member's question about the record of the coaches which are using the car park. Basically, our observation to get in consultation with the transport department is that currently we have 31 coach parking space in the Hoi Yu Street temporary on-street meter. It's basically on-street meter park. It's not a car park as such per se. We, of course, because this measure, as we introduced last time, is an interim measure, which the main question, the main problem that we need to address is to address the traffic flow along Jaffa Road. Of course, when we provide somewhere for these coach as a temporary area for them to wait for their guests and the tourists to come back, we would like all of them to park to the on-street meters parking. But as the police would have reported to us, of course there are some drivers, you know, which may do something else and, you know, to park somewhere else. But apparently, according to our TD's observation and statistics, we have at least one third or to one half percentage of use of the this on-street metered parking site. It is a snapshot, right? It is not you know, only half all the time, but it's a snapshot at during the peak hours, around 5:30 to 8 p.m. in the evening. So we have done surveys on that. Of course, going back to the question of whether it's sufficient or not, we have standing member from the Tourism Commission here. We have no crystal ball to tell whether the tourist figures will go up and down, but as a facility, especially I'm a district officer, which my mandate is to ensure that from the local community's angle, we can balance the needs and the requirements and also the solve the problems in the local area. So what we would say is at this moment, this 31 coach parking space appears to be okay, sufficient for the moment. And it's hard for us to project, you know, whether by 2017, 30 is okay, but it's because it's already a deal done between a land lease and also the private developer. So I'm just stating the fact in my paper. But of course, as a government, as a team, as a whole team, we would monitor the situation. And together with the transport department, we will look for solutions, which is both permanent and long-term. So that is what I would like to add on the sufficiency of the car parking space. Going back to Mr. Zimmerman's questions on the coach, the license, and things like that, I have already talked about the number of the usage along the, using the Hoi Yu Street. As my police colleague is with me, we have held internal meetings and discussed, and even at the district council, we have talked about the problems of, you know, sometimes the drivers are not very, you know, do not listen to the police instructions. But I think these are all the spin-off problems arising from our solution, and we are committed to continuing to enforce along Jaffa Road. And also, as reported in the paper, we have the full support from the travel trade and paragraph 6, and we held meetings with the travel trade, I mean transport department, and they urge us to keep the parking, the meter parking slots for the time being until a permanent solution is being identified. So we will, of course, open to all the comments on the enforcement issues, and I'm sure our law enforcement agency will continue to make every effort to ensure the smooth traffic along the Jaffa Road area. And I hope I have answered the questions and the comments.
Very quick, please.
Yeah, very quick. Chairman, point one, we've not been given the reports I've asked for, which is very simple. You stand on the side of the road at the bus stop and you mark up the license plates that are picking up people, and at the same time somebody is at the parking space and records we've been using it, and you know the difference. So a survey report rather than just a blank statement, one third, two and a half uses it. So that's one point. Two, we have therefore no idea whether the 30 parking spaces in the North Point estate development is going to be sufficient. And we have no sight of that, Chairman. So I think I'm very worried about that, and I would like to propose that we make a very clear statement, that the temporary parking space at Hoyu Street will not be extended. That once North Point Estate is open, that's it. North and Hoyu Street will be closed, and we will not condone any further temporary bus parking there. That this is not a permanent facility to be considered in addition to what happens at North Point. That this site is for harbourfront enhancement and not for bus parking. And therefore, there got to be a very clear alternative solution in place if they want more spaces than North Point Estate. So, Chairman, please, can we be as clear as that to the District Council?
Well, I think one thing at a time. I think your survey that you're asking for, I mean, we're going to ask them to come back in 6 months' time. They're asking for 7 months, and then you're going to have to, we'll like you to come back in 6 months and report. I think that's when you could perhaps present a more accurate answer to the actual usage, and perhaps it could be accompanied by some form of survey, such as Paul is suggesting, just to give some weight to your 50%. And secondly, I think, Paul, we need to review the situation. I don't think we can just arbitrarily say close this facility down once North Point is operational. I think we need to review as a task force the situation and decide what is the appropriate solution at the time. So, again, when you come back next time, you'll have another 60 buses an hour going down Java Road. So
yes.
We'll have to look at the situation in the context of that increase in traffic,
yes.
I think.
Yes, Chairman. Okay. Thank you, Chairman. We note the comments given by members, and we will take this into account in our next review. And we'll see each other later, next time.
All right. But please come back. And I think some survey results just to support your statements.
Sure. We agree very much that we understand Mr. Zimmerman's concern. Mm. And as a whole, as a full team, because we have transport experts, so I have to talk with all the experts with me.
To be honest, I'm much more concerned about the North Point situation and these extra buses coming along the road.
More buses,
We need to look at that closely when you come back next time.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Right, on we go. We have more matters arising, but I think most of them have been dealt with by way of written responses. But paragraph 2.8, this is the University of Chicago Center. Members requested information, and written responses were provided and circulated on the 17th of February. Design of the comprehensive development at Inland Road 9027. Java Road, this is obviously the North Point scheme. Written response from the proponent was circulated on the 17th of February. Just remind me, Christine, do you remember last time they came to us, it was just the poor consultant, and the poor consultant didn't have many of the answers. Are they going to come back and talk to us with the actual proponent?
They actually would provide supplementary information written first and see whether it can actually address all the comments, a member's request.
Because I honestly feel the poor consultant was left somewhat in the lurch.
They know, okay. We'll work with them.
Okay, thank you. Paragraph 4.6 and 4.9, urban design study for Wan Chai North. Planning department is going to report progress under item 3 of the agenda. Paragraph 5.16, ground decontamination works at Kennedy Town. We're going to have an interesting discussion about that. Agenda item 7. Land use in the new central harbour front. Written responses received from Highways Department circulated to members on the 17th of February. 617 Eastern Street temporary car park. Again, written response from Lands Department circulated to members on 17th of February. And temporary bus terminus in Wan Chai. Written response from CEDD was circulated to members on 17th of February. So, in relation to all those items, you have had written responses. Are there any other matters arising? Paul, please.
On the answer regarding the Chicago booth, the answer here I have a concern with. The issue with the area there is that the Jubilee Battery as a whole is a much larger site than just the Victoria Road Detention Center. And by only upgrading the Victoria Road, the center area, which is the barracks of the Jubilee Battery, we basically gonna destroy the kind of integrity of the site as a whole. And that goes beyond whether there is a fence or not, and where the location of the fence is. So the question is, what is the government going to do to the site as a whole? Are they going to put that to Victoria Booth to do the area as a whole, or is government going to do it? But how is the Jubilee Battery, which is of a much older heritage value than the use of the latest use of the barracks as a detention centre? What is government going to do about it? And we don't have an answer. So I am deeply disappointed with this response, and I hope we can get a program for the Jubilee Battery as a whole, including the detention center, now that one will go to Victoria Booth, from government, and how that will be made available to the public and accessible, and how that will be enhanced and improved for people to use. And the second point is on 6.4, the barriers on the road. And again, it's a 50-kilometer road, and the existing central profile barriers are required for normal traffic due to public safety consideration. I just don't understand this. A 50-kilometer road does not require these central profile barriers, and planters suffice because it's a 50K road. So why are we putting these things in beyond the requirements of the Transport Planning Design Manual? Because this is really ugly, as we have asked many years ago to replace them. And I make a point on this, Chairman, that government finds it very easy to find billions of dollars, or millions of dollars in this case, for the Formula E race, redo the entire roads within a period of 6-7 months, but they can't find the money to replace a couple of barriers to enhance the waterfront environment here, which we've been asked for many years. So Formula E is okay to speak millions in, but when we ask things, nothing gets done. And we just have excuses for not doing the job of making this whole thing nicer. And we're just hiding ourselves behind here normal traffic due to public safety consideration. Sure, if you stick everybody in a concrete box, they're probably not going to kill other people, but that is not what we're asking for. We're asking for, and we've asked from get-go, for Lungwu Road to become a boulevard. And a boulevard doesn't have concrete dividers, and it's not
made up. We have this as an item later. We have this as an item.
Where, Chairman? I don't know that we have this as an item later.
We do. The e-vehicles? Do we not?
We will have an item on Formula E Road Gazette for plan, but I think Paul is mentioning about the concrete. We can actually have that discussion in that item, yes.
Sure. Paul, I think both those things, if you both put them in writing, can you? I mean, you've had this since February the 17th, this response.
Sorry, the response is not from the 2.7, it's not, from the Victoria Booth, it's not different from what I've ever given here before. It's just, I don't know, deliberately misrepresented in the response. Well, again, we got the Jubilee Battery as a heritage site. What's government going to do to protect that? And that's my question when Chicago Booth was here. It's my continuing question that I've asked before, and this is the answer. So we still don't have an answer.
Okay, we'll ask the harbour unit to take it up. Christine, will take it up
Chair.
For you.
Indeed, we recorded Paul's comments on the two abandoned gun and power emplacement sites for a couple of times, and we have replied duly. But I think the point to make is that there are a lot of harbour enhancement works to do, and we need to have a priority of doing them one by one. We surely, now that it's raised for consideration, we would keep that in the radar screen, and then if resources allow, we would work on that project as soon as we can. And we note the concern members have. And regarding to the concrete barriers, I think we've also replied, Highways have replied, that of course Formula E is an ad hoc event that is not, it's taking place once a year. But the concrete barriers are there on a daily basis because Highway believe that they have safety importance. And I think we have relayed our concerns to Highways Department, which has duly made a comment that they see the need for retaining them for the moment. So I think what we can do is to examine Formula E's road work scheme, at the same time also flag this up for a future consideration when we do the entire Central Harbour Fund.
Sorry, I think we're getting diverted. I mean, Paul's point was, as I understand, was about Booth and trying to deal with things in a holistic way. So can we just pick that one up? And we can pick up e-vehicles in a second, and the road system. Right. Anything else, matters arising? Well, thank you.